Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Anti-theft software upgrades are being offered to Kia drivers this morning. Where to go to get them installed in your Kia for free?
It's obvious that the city did something only because we sued them, because the client spent 3 years asking for the city's help and they did nothing.
Sidewalk squatters are gone after more than 3 years in front of a South St. Louis lawn. The help offered to the couple who was living there and the legal action taken against the city for not removing them sooner.
Ballpark Village turns 10 and you're invited to the party. A party all weekend long.
It's a party today, John.
Woo. Yeah, let's start it now. It's Friday, everybody. It's April 26th and you are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Let's take a live look now at our roof camera.
Did we mention it's Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angela Huddy, though, she's letting us know you're going to get some rain over the weekend.
Yes, she's
a Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck. Angela.
We've had our first rain showers come through the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck this morning. Lighter rain on the leading edge of some more active weather. And you guys are right. Yeah. Lots of active weather to come Friday and for the weekend. Party inside Ballpark Village sounds good, but outside it's going to be a little wet at times today, and at times also quite stormy. So this morning out the door to the bus stop, we have some light rain coming down parts of the region. We're also tracking some thunderstorms up north of Herman, up towards Bowling Green, and moving through parts of Lincoln and Warren counties as well this morning. So this is kind of round one of our wet weather. A little break this afternoon, but probably right after bus time, 5, 6 o'clock tonight, some additional thunderstorms likely to develop. So just be ready for that. Rain jackets, umbrellas with you today, no matter where your Friday is taking you. We'll break down that storm action for the weekend and beyond coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Angela's talking rain, and I'm talking about how it's affecting your ride into St. Louis this morning. Let's go ahead and get a closer look at 55 right near the Merrimack. Take a look at your northbound slowdown starting up. The good news is this rain has started to clear in the last 20 minutes or so. That'll continue as you make your way towards our 255-270 interchange. Virtually no rain here at all. Definitely going to make your commute heading in from Columbia a whole lot better. Your speed's currently sitting around 65 miles per hour. A note for our drivers, this is going to change starting up at the hour. You've got eastbound and westbound road work right over Jefferson Barracks. Here's a look once you get into the city if you're heading up on 55 north. We've got no rain, but again, those roads are slick. Let's be careful. A look over Poplar, westbound travel moving nicely, and that will continue. No lane closures heading into the city.
All right, we had a house fire in West St. Louis. Here's a live look right now. Firefighters mopping up. Talk to Garen Mosby. He's the public information officer. This is at the corner of Lawn and Oakland, and he said that three people were inside, but they all got out safely. And what started the fire? A lit candle. They believe that is the reason it started. But they got it under control, and they're cleaning up now in West St. Louis. Well, an effort to try and make Kia cars less of a target for car thieves, it starts in downtown St. Louis in just a couple of hours.
We have the Power of Two's Chris Renier is live downtown to explain. Good morning to you, Chris.
Blair and John, good morning to both of you. Everything's set up here and ready to go. We are just outside of Busch Stadium, basically between Broadway and 4th Street. You see the big tent behind us here with the Kia flags. This is where crews are going to be installing those anti-theft software upgrades in Kias, starting a little bit later this morning and then continuing throughout the weekend. I want to show you some video from back in October. That was when Kia set up shop over at the Galleria to basically do the same thing that they're doing here. People came through the area with their Kias and workers installed the software upgrades to help prevent the vehicles from being stolen. The process took about half an hour. Thefts of Kias and Hyundais have just skyrocketed in many areas, including St. Louis, after a method for stealing certain models of the vehicles was made popular and promoted over social media. Kia said last October that authorities in the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County both reported 10 times as many Kia and Hyundai vehicle thefts in 2022 compared to the previous years. Some of those stolen cars were then used in other crimes. Kia America is partnering with Lou Fuse Kia, SunTrump Kia, and Jim Butler Kia to provide the free software upgrades to Kia owners. Here are the details now about the weekend's events. You can bring your Kia here to the Busch Stadium lot today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. to get the anti-theft software installed. Then on Sunday, crews will be installing the software upgrades over at the Chesterfield Mall from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. You do not need an appointment, and again, the upgrades are free. Kia has been doing this work across the country, and after the work is done, crews are going to put a little decal on your windshield, hopefully to help discourage any future criminal activity involving your car. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Renier.
Thank you, Chris. It is 6:04 right now. Well, the city of St. Louis takes action against sidewalk squatters who were living in front of someone's home for more than 3 years. Their large makeshift shelter is now gone. Fox Files reporter Andy Banker broke the story last year. Now he has exclusive video of this saga coming to an end.
The busy intersection of Spring and Chippewa hasn't looked like this since September of 2020. For more than 1,300 days between then and now, it looked like this. The demolition and cleanup took about 40 minutes as a bulldozer dismantled and dumped the makeshift shelter made from tarps and grocery carts.
The structure has gotten bigger over the years. It's covered the sidewalk and it's an encroaching upon the street, which is a huge health and safety issue, not only for the people that are inside that structure, but also for people that would use the sidewalk. So we had to take an action.
A team of social and mental health workers, along with interpreters, were first to arrive. It took about 25 minutes for them, police, and firefighters to get the Sudanese couple living here to leave. The city of St. Louis and the International Institute have been reaching out to the couple for years. They've been squatting on the sidewalk and elsewhere for more than a decade, after going through the refugee settlement process more than 12 years ago.
And I feel sorry for them, and I feel good now that they do have somewhere to go. They say they put them in a better place to be.
We are really concerned about their health and safety.
Two nearby residents are suing the city of St. Louis for allegedly failing to address a nuisance as required by city ordinance.
It's obvious that the city did something only because we sued them, because the client spent 3 years asking for the city's help and they did nothing.
City officials deny that and say health care, housing services, and more await the couple, who will hopefully come to understand this is no way to live. Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
The St. Louis Health Department reporting a scabies outbreak at an area school. Officials say there are 27 confirmed cases at City Garden Montessori in South St. Louis. According to the CDC, scabies is caused by the human itch mite. Symptoms include itching and a pimple-like rash. It can spread rapidly in crowded conditions.
Well, a meeting finally occurred at the St. Louis downtown jail. The St. Louis Detention Oversight Board met with one detainee at the Justice Center yesterday. The board met with that person to hear about conditions at the facility. The detainee said the three things that need to be changed are food, medical treatment, and frequency of cleaning. The board was frustrated as they expected to meet with five detainees, not just one.
To be fair, again, we're disappointed that we didn't get a chance to talk to all five because that's what we asked for. I didn't see the need for the city attorney's office to be there. The city obviously felt a need, and I felt that it was a bit intimidating for one representative and all of us.
That said, Reverend Gray goes on to say that it was good that they met with one representative, even though it took 2.5 years to do so.
A T-Rex named Sue is coming to St. Louis this summer. The St. Louis Science Center will welcome Sue, the T-Rex experience, from June into September. Sue is the most complete, best preserved T-Rex specimen ever discovered. This special exhibition features the latest scientific discoveries about the species and this incredible fossil. Tickets to see Sue go on sale May 8th, $12 for adults and $8 for children.
I know I've met Sue before. I just remember Sue. I don't know if it was in New York or where Sue normally lives. Anyway, Ballpark Village, where is it? Chicago? Chicago, okay, that makes sense. Ballpark Village is turning 10, and you're invited to the party. It goes all weekend long, starting today. There is a series of events to celebrate. That includes a bar crawl, Brett Young concert, and on Sunday, a happy hour with Ozzie Smith. He's got his backflip drink that he's going to be showing off. For more information, head to our website, fox2now.com.
All right, Ted Drew's Frozen Custard celebrated its 95th anniversary, and they debuted their latest frozen treat that pays homage to a St. Louis native and supermodel. The Carly Concrete is a combination of chocolate chips, granola, almonds, and creamy vanilla custard in honor of Carly Kloss and her signature cookie. Hundreds of eager customers lined up for a taste yesterday as they celebrated. They also got to enjoy some other activities like a photo ops with Fred Bird and the chance to win some cards tickets, also some complimentary snacks. Carly's mom stopped by too to mark the special occasion and share Carly's excitement.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.